He stacked the stones at the head of the hole, a scar lined with earth so rich it could have been black satin. Oi lay by Jake's head, watching the gunslinger come and go, saying nothing. He'd always been different from his kind, as they were since the world had moved on. Roland had even speculated that it was Oi's extraordinary chattiness that had caused the others in his tet to expel him, and not gently either. When they'd come upon this fellow, not too far from the town of River Crossing, he'd been scrawny to the point of starvation, and with a half-healed bite mark on one flank. The bumbler had loved Jake from the first. "That's as clear as earth needs," Court might have said, or Roland's own father for that matter. And it was to Jake the bumbler had talked the most. Roland had an idea that Oi might fall mostly silent now that the boy was dead, and this thought was another way of defining what was lost. He remembered the boy standing before the people of Colibrin Sturgis in the torchlight, his face young and fair, as if he would live forever. "I am Jake Chambers, son of Elmer, the line of Eld, the Cotet of the 99," he had said. And oh, aye, for here he was in the 99, with his grave all dug, clean and ready for him. Roland began to weep again. He put his hands over his face and rocked back and forth on his knees, smelling the sweet aromatic needles and wishing he had cried off before Ka, that old and patient demon, had taught him the real price of his quest. He would have given anything to change what had happened. Anything to close this hole with nothing in it. But this was the world where time ran just one way. 10. When he had gained control of himself again, he wrapped Jake carefully in the blue tarpaulin, fashioning a kind of hood around the still, pale face. He would close that face away for good before refilling the grave, but not until.